I was saying that I had a friend, and he was molested by his uncle and our uncle's friend or something. It was either his uncle or his, a family friend that was like his uncle, but it was a male that he looked up to, and he was molested on numerous occasions, and it messed with his sexuality. He was very confused, and he did have a phase where he thought that he was, you know, gay, and then he had a phase where he thought that he was straight, and he deals with that battle. It took a toll on him, and it still has a toll on him. It messed with his mental very, very bad. And I remember we had a very bad argument about that, to the point where he was in tears. He wanted to kill himself, and I couldn't let him do that because it was a demon. It was a demon, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that men don't know how to handle their demons as well as women do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's the problem. Because I think they have an expectation. Life gives them an expectation to live up to. And they feel like if they don't live up to that expectation, then they're not men.
Yeah, and then you have all that undercover stuff, or they, you know what I mean? They just hide it. And
Go ahead. I was saying, like, especially, like, back in the old days, life gave, like, the men in the old days gave them, like, this expectation. They were hard on them. And really, if you think about the old days, like, back in the day before you were born, I was born, like, the 60s and the 70s, the 50s, and back then, rape was, it was, that's what happened. You gave it to a man. And it got to the point where rape was happening in the household. Mm-hmm. It was really, a wife can get raped by her husband and go on about your day.
Yeah, you know, that's still controversial to this day about the husbands raping the wives, because everybody be like, well, they're married. That can't be true. No, yes, it can be true. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. And yeah, and to pick up what you were saying, piggyback off of what you were saying, the males, yeah, I think it's very hard for them. They do keep stuff undercover. My granddad, he was very religious, and he did not believe in being gay and stuff like that. So one of my uncles, God bless his soul, he was like on the, you know, he was gay, but he ended up, you know, hiding it from my granddad, because my granddad really believes, like, you can preach that out of people. And no, that's who they are. You can't do that. But, you know, like you said, the old ways, yeah, they thought they could, and, you know, or something was wrong with you. Camps, they would try to send you to camps and stuff like that, because that's not, you know, that's their thought. That's not right and stuff. And just like my auntie, my cousin is gay, and she really did not want to come out about the family with it. But being that everybody's open about it, she eventually, you know, admits it, but she's not proud of it. And it is, you know, it's still those ways, those old ways. But I do hope that, you know, they feel comfortable to be open enough to, you know, express themselves and be who they are and live their life to the fullest.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that people, and I was thinking about this earlier today, and I think that people get confused when it comes down to molestation, you know, rape and saying no one consent. People don't worry about the then of it. They don't worry about the then and the domino effect. They only worry about the now, here, and why. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why did it happen? It happened now, and here it happened in this present day time. You know what I'm saying? They don't worry about the what if. So I feel as if a lot of females retaliate you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, a lot of females and a lot of people do retaliate, and that's where you have, you know, the stabbings, and that's where you have, like, the dramatic, not dramatic, but that's where you have, like, the headline is, oh, well, 10-year-old girl stabbed her stepdad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ask why. They don't ask, well, what happened? They don't care about that. They just only care about, well, oh my God, we have this girl, or we have this lady, or we have this man that killed somebody or did something to harm somebody. What's going on? They don't care about what happened. They don't. They just don't. And yeah. I think that's unfair. I think people really need to sit down and talk to people. Like, it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
You live with that. And you live with that. And then you... And that's how I think we do have some rapists or some molestation. Because if you take a child and you molest that child, and then the child grows up and she has or he has a baby brother, a baby sister, and you see them doing that to the baby, it's... You can't get mad at that child because it's enlisted in their head.
Yeah.
You need to be mad at who did it and why weren't you there to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
No, we living in a world where everybody's just on a different page and it's hard right now. But I did say to any of my children that if that's the lifestyle they chose, it's not going to make me stop loving you, not caring for you. It's not going to make me any of those things, because at the end of the day, you're still a person. You're still my child. And you can't help but what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, be safe about it.
Huh?
I said just be safe about it. That's all.
Yeah.
Be safe.
So I am going to end this recording of this podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.